News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's turn back to that study that we've been talking about all morning, the one about streaming in the GAA based on ability. We're joined by PhD researcher Dr. David Moran, formerly a games promotion officer at various Dublin clubs. David, thanks for talking to us this morning. Just remind us what you found in your study.
So basically what we found was that streaming could be it's basically a tool that can support coaches in providing a more equitable experience for players. But it's not always implemented in an optimal fashion. So we've kind of suggested that coaches could do a bit more support in understanding the kind of consequences and the nuance around streaming.
Okay, so what are the key things to do when you are streaming then, if you're streaming kids? I mean, obviously it needs to be done sensitively. I presume that's first and foremost.
Yeah, so as far as like streaming, I think I just mentioned there, streaming is a tool. It's not a solution to coaching by any means. It's just one aspect that can support a coach in supporting the players. And all it does is, if you have a group of players, let's say you have 50 players, streaming, that's a broad spectrum of ability to be dealing with. And streaming basically just limits or narrows that spectrum of ability that the coach is dealing with, which makes delivering a training session easier and can help improve the experience around match day in terms of the level of challenge, I suppose. One of the things we found was that we expected maybe that parents and coaches, we interviewed parents, coaches and players, and maybe expected a little bit of pushback on streaming. But in actual fact, no one really pushed back on streaming in and of itself. It was more about how it was implemented. And a couple of the areas where there was frustration, I suppose, was around the allocation of resources. So there was a feeling with the participants that we interviewed that maybe if you have an A and a B and a C team in a club, that the preference was towards the A team in terms of getting better coaches, getting better training slots, getting the better equipment. And the clubs where we talked to people where streaming seemed to be implemented in a more balanced fashion, the coaches were kind of dispersed, the better coaches dispersed amongst all the groups, the training slots divvied out in a slightly fairer manner, and the same with the equipment. There was also a lot of frustration about the lack of flexibility. And what I mean by that is the ability of players to move between higher and lower ability streams. So again, if you've got an A, B and a C team, there were some clubs who implemented streaming quite rigidly. And there wasn't a huge amount of movement.
Yeah, that's key, isn't it, David? There has to be. Like if a guy or a girl are playing their, you know, heart out and doing really, really well, they have to see that there's a pathway to move up. Otherwise, it becomes unfair.
Now, the caveat there is that, you know, when you get to youth level data games, the form of competition structures are bound by registration systems and restrictions. So the coaches aren't free to just move whenever or whoever they want.
No, but you can at the end of the season you can do it, or I think you can play, I'm trying to remember the rules, like you can play three league games and there's nothing to stop you moving up a level. You can always move up a level. It's moving down can be the tricky bit.
Exactly, yeah. So the coaches are bound by these constraints, but there was probably a feeling from some of the participants that despite that, coaches still weren't, or clubs maybe weren't, allowing the movement as much as they possibly could.
Yeah, I think coaches are nervous about doing it because it just reopens the whole can of worms again, and you're bringing parents and all that kind of stuff, and it's just a lot of hassle.
Yeah, it's a very complex, streaming is a very, very complex issue. And, you know, I've yet to meet a coach who goes out to purposely do a bad job, but these coaches are doing their best. It is a difficult, difficult landscape to navigate.
It is.
And, you know, moving up and down can be a motivating factor. It can be demotivating for players. There's the risk of players opting out and leaving the sport. So there's a huge amount of considerations for the coach to make when they are moving up, players up and down.
Okay, listen, really interesting research. PhD researcher Dr. David Moran there. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.